Good morning. My name is Piper Toyama, and I'm currently serving as the president of the Honganji Buddhist Temples in Hawaii. The fast-changing world and national events that are ushering in the new year will impact our lives in ways we do not know. So this morning, I would like to reflect on how Buddhist teachings might provide us with guidance as to how to navigate these momentous times. I want to consider how our Shin Buddhist teachings might provide us with some level of stability and a sense of well-being. As a Shin Buddhist, my life is simply a series of daily steps, and to be honest, many of them are missteps. Steps, nonetheless, which I hope align with the truths that Shinran Shonin and Shakyamuni Buddha taught. As the focus of my reflections, I would like to share with you some of those truths that give me perspective on events that unfold as close to me as interactions with my family and as far away as events unfolding in Washington, D.C. Let me begin with the most fundamental Shin Buddhist truth about who I am and how I engage in life. That truth is that I am a foolish being, burdened with selfish needs. Every day, I find ways to separate myself from others by trying to elevate and bring attention to myself, by striving to attain power, influence, and recognition, by taking more than I need, by wrapping myself in my ego and pursuing self-centered desires. In Shin Buddhism, the term for the person I am is Bonbu. The truth about my life is that I wake up every morning knowing that on this day I will be Bonbu, as I was yesterday and as I will be tomorrow. However, when I consciously catch myself being Bonbu, my self-centeredness fades just for a moment. Though such self-reflection does not eliminate my Bonbu nature, it does make me sensitive to the Buddha nature in others. It makes me more aware that each person I meet every day has the essence of the Buddha within him. And by embracing this essence, my Bonbu-ness, my selfishness, is diminished. The second most fundamental Shin Buddhist truth is the power of gratitude. When I see the reality of my profound dependence on others and to the kindness and love that surrounds me, even though I am a selfish Bonbu, I am grateful for the life that I have. Such gratitude opens the path to sharing the suffering and happiness of others, opens the path to Buddhist compassion. With such compassion, responding with kindness to others becomes a natural act made without thought or calculation. Another Shin Buddhist truth is that nothing is permanent. All things change. And this truth opens me to be mindful of the unrepeatable moment. As I fret and worry about national events that potentially threaten some of my most cherished beliefs, and even members of my family in some dark future, this Buddhist truth of the unrepeatable moment sets me back to here and now and a deep appreciation for what is real and true in this moment. The awareness of this moment is my anchor as I drift back and forth between regrets about things past and worrying about the future to come. Within the magnitude and breadth of potential changes in our political, social, international, and business spheres, my individual actions seem insignificant. I appear to be a powerless victim of forces out of my control. It appears that events will overtake me and I can do nothing about them. Yes, this is one way I can choose to look at my life. But Buddhism offers another perspective in the truth of karma. This is the truth that my actions, no matter how small, along with those of others, work together to create the causes and conditions that set actions and events in motion. I have a responsibility for what happens in the world because all things and beings are interdependent. What I do now affects the happiness and unhappiness and harmony or lack of harmony in my life and the lives of others. There are many who are anxious and dismayed about the future of our country. There are many who are optimistic and excited about the future. There are many reasons to think of ourselves as separate groups with very little in common. In the face of our fragmenting society, we appear unable to find common ground. In this instance, the truth of Ondobo Ondogyo provides guidance, and it refers to the truth that we are all fellow travelers on this planet. As fellow travelers, I am responsible for responding to the needs of others and helping to shoulder the load of others. We all travel together. This truth is asking me to break through what separates me from others who think differently and see them as fellow travelers. The final truth that sheds light into my life in these trying times is the Nembutsu. For Shin Buddhists, the Nembutsu is the sound of Amida's name, Namo Amida Butsu, that we say in gratitude in the moments when we feel surrounded and embraced by the universal compassion just as we are. When I think of the people in my life, of places of great beauty, of events that inspire me, and of events that frighten and worry me, I say Namo Amida Butsu. The sound of Namo Amida Butsu pulls me into the unrepeatable moment and away from the regrets and disappointments of the past and the fears and anxiety of an unknown future. And in these times, paying attention to my actions here and now and giving meaning to those actions is a good place to be. I would like to conclude by summarizing the Shin Buddhist truth that sustained me in these times of great change. The first truth is that I am a foolish, self-centered person. I constantly want things to go my way. However, when I catch myself being bombu, I'm better able to connect with and appreciate the lives of others around me. The second truth is the power of gratitude for the great compassion that surrounds and allows me to live the life that I have. I find that gratitude opens the path to kindness. The third truth is this unrepeatable moment is the only thing that is real and true, and I need to be mindful, anchored to, and appreciative of it. The fourth truth is karma. I'm an active participant in creating the causes and conditions that will determine the happiness and harmony for others. The fifth truth is Ondobo Ondogyo. We are all fellow travelers on this planet. No matter what divides us, we need to share each other's burdens. The sixth and last truth is the Nembutsu. The sound of Namo Amida Butsu plants me firmly in moments of gratitude so I am able to embrace everything, everything, everything in my life. I thank Mo'ilili Buddhist Temple for allowing me to share my thoughts with you today. If you have comments on anything I have shared today, please leave me a message at Honganji headquarters. The number is 522-9200. 522-9200. Thank you very much for listening in, and have a very good morning.